When ice builds up on rivers in the winter, it can look beautiful, but it can also be dangerous. Shannon Heffron is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pittsburgh, a member of the hydrology team.
I'm an ice jam enthusiast, I guess you could say.
So she's trying to get others as excited about ice jams as she is. Recently, she gave an online training about how volunteers can help her and other meteorologists keep an eye on conditions that could lead to them. Jams happen when chunks of ice clump together to block the flow of a river. The ice can act like a dam for water flowing behind it.
And that could be hazardous. The flow of the water is going to pretty much lift all those ice chunks and just go out of its banks. So it can create significant flooding where communities need to be evacuated.
Heffron says it can happen fast. The Pittsburgh office collaborates with a regional office in Ohio and the Army Corps of Engineers to put out daily river forecasts for the Ohio, Allegheny, Monongahela, and other river basins. Precipitation like rain or snowmelt goes into the forecast. But ice can interfere with gauges along the rivers.
So the forecast sometimes doesn't reflect what's actually happening. The ice is unpredictable. That's why we want people to tell us what's happening.
River ice spotters can help December through March, especially in places where ice often forms, like along the upper Allegheny River from near the National Forest down to Armstrong County. Heffron says ice spotting from the public is sporadic now, and they'd like to build a list of volunteers.
We want to rely on them heavily. You know, all the reports we get there, we take them and we use them to make decisions.
She says the National Weather Service's main focus is to protect life and property. River ice spotters help them to keep river communities and the barge industry informed. The Weather Service can issue a river ice statement when they know ice is building, or a flood watch or warning during a big thaw if people need to be evacuated or roads are closed. Heffron says anyone can be an ice spotter, and they just need really basic information from volunteers.
You know, there's river ice here. This is what it looks like. It's this thick.
And photos from up and downstream are helpful, too. One big thing you'll learn at river ice spotter training is the types of river ice. Sheet ice, which forms mostly on slower-moving rivers and reservoirs. And on faster-moving rivers, frazzle ice, which is like a slushy drink.
It's ice nuclei that's suspended in the water. So little ice particles in the water, and they might get caught up in an area and just bunch together, and that's kind of how you can create an ice jam.
Safety is also key. Most importantly,
do not stand on the ice. Just don't. Period.
Observe river ice from the shore or a bridge, and do it with a buddy if possible. In the training, Heffron teaches that jams typically form when there are consistent days of very cold temperatures and when the ice reaches 4 inches of thickness. She says they could use weekly reports when a cold front moves in, daily reports when ice is breaking up, or reports multiple times a day if it's flooding. Reports can be submitted through social media, email, or a form on the National Weather Service website. Heffron says every season is different. She says one of the reasons she's drawn to ice is its history in this region. One of the slides in her presentation shows old newspaper headlines.
And in that article in the middle there from the Pittsburgh Weekly Gazette, it's January of 1871. It talked about an ice gorge, like an ice jam, in the Steubenville area, and it carried several coal flats down the river. So we have a very rich history in our ice around this area.
The infamous 1936 St. Patrick's Day flood in Pittsburgh, which destroyed buildings downtown and in other neighborhoods, even nearby steel mills, was the result of snowmelt, rain, and ice jams. Heffron says there was a jam on the Allegheny during this past December's holiday freeze, but then it thawed out.
Right now, looking at the outlook for the next few weeks, we don't see very prolonged periods of cold weather. So we're not seeing a potential for ice right now. Season's not over, though, so we still want to keep an eye on the rivers here.
Shannon Heffron is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pittsburgh. Their river ice spotter training is currently under videos on their Facebook page, and there's a link at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.